Two high-profile guests have helped Humanities mark Black British History Month by speaking to students and staff about their work. Delia Jarrett McCauley is a journalist, writer and broadcaster. She won the 2005 Orwell Prize for her novel on child soldiers in Africa, called Moses, Citizen and Me. She's also written about Una Marson, probably one of the earliest black broadcasters on the BBC. Delia stumbled across Una's story during her research into other pioneering women.
The reason that I decided I absolutely had to focus on her life and, in a sense, abandon the others, is I saw a reference that said Una Marson, who is well known as a BBC producer, is now on holiday in Jamaica. And the note was dated 1945. Now, in late 1980s Britain, there were not very many black women who were well known either as BBC producers or indeed anywhere in the BBC. So I felt if there was somebody who had really achieved that back in the 1930s and 40s, then I really had to get to grips with her life story.
Delia was impressed by Una's drive and determination.
She was an inspirational figure for me. I think perhaps slightly less because of her broadcasting than just her pure grit, actually, to getting things together and being able to make that transition from quite a small society in Jamaica to operate in big organisations like the BBC and to travel around and speak her mind. So she was a feminist and she was a political activist, a poet and a playwright. So she was very multi-talented, I think.
Earlier, Adeola Solanke, the journalist and screenwriter, gave a talk. In all, around 80 students took part in the events. Godfrey Brandt is director of the Diverse Arts and Artist Communities Association, who helped set up both the events in Southampton.
I think Black History Month is making a very crucial contribution to Southampton and the South, and this is replicated around the country. The prominence is higher, and people are finding out a lot of things that have been hidden from history. And that's what I've been concerned with in this series as well, the things that are hidden from history, both our distant history as well as our contemporary history.
Dr. Will May is one of the organisers of British Black History Month at the university.
I think the talks sharply illustrated that black writers, certainly in broadcasting and in publishing more generally, often face not discrimination, but a sense that they have to work to or against stereotype. Delia Jarrett McCauley, for example, talked about her struggles to get her biography published when publishers said, you can't write a biography of a black British woman. It's simply not a topic which is going to sell. Similarly, Adeola Solanke talked about the struggle to get black writers, Asian writers on soaps, so that the kind of soaps we watch, like EastEnders, which have a healthy and diverse mix of characters, are all scripted by white writers who will phone up Adeola to say, well, I'm working on this African family at the moment, am I getting it right? So still certainly a sense that there's a gap between the representation and people who are there on the ground, if you like.
The events are just part of a packed programme of public events scheduled at the Faculty of Humanities.